The Klaus-Kapelle, a beautiful miner's chapel.
Walking along the Gose Canal, you see across the street a white house with decorations from the times around 1905. This is the style of Jugendstil, Art Nouveau. The house is very special for Goslar. This was a mill and they produced a very famous mustard with the Goslarians. It's still well known. It's called Simons Mustards, Simons Senf. And this was Simons Senf and Oil Mill. We take a turn to the left-hand side and stand in front of the remains of the Klaus Tor, of the Klaus Gate. As I told you before, the Klaus name is Nikolaus, Niklas, and here used to be the gate that opened into the areas of the mines of the Rummelsberg. All the miners were going through, passing through in the morning, going to work, coming back in the evening. And next to the gate is remaining from that time the chapel of Saint Nicholas, Saint Nicholas Gate Chapel. It's dating back to the 12th century and it's nearly completely remaining original on the inside. So, the Klaus-Kapelle is very specially connected to the history of the Goslar miners. They had a hospital, remember Große Heilige Kreuz, and they had also a hospital on the slopes of the Rummelsberg in this former little village called Bergdorf, and this hospital was called St. Johannes. St. John's. And the hospital probably dates back to the 10th century. Perhaps it's even 100 years older. And with this hospital, the miners, they were called Knappen by that time. K-N-A-P-P-E-N. Knappen. And the miners, the Knappen, they ran in this hospital, of course, for the ill and for the old miners, the same rooms and the same bedding as in the Große Heilige Kreuz. And this hospital was destroyed in 1527 during a war with the Dukes of Braunschweig. And it was completely destroyed. Nobody could use it any longer. But the miners wanted to have another hospital. So they asked for permission to build one. But this was not allowed. It was, after 10 years, given to the miners the chapel of St. Nicholas, next to St. Nicholas Gate. And it was allowed to build a house. When we stand in front of this chapel, we see it on the left-hand side. This was for housing the elderly miners. And where you see now this little courtyard, there used to be a half-timbered construction. And within this half-timbered construction, they did take care of ill people or of miners that were wounded or had accident or whatever. As mining was quite a dangerous work, the Knappen, the miners, had to take care of themselves and to take care about each other. So they invented something which we can call nowadays an insurance, a health insurance. And it was done like this. On Saturdays, when the miners came home into town through the Klaus Gate with their payment, they had to put a certain amount of their earnings into a box. We call this penny in the box. And they gave something into this box, and from the money, the hospital was run.
The Expo on the Rocks.
Right in front of the Klaus-Kapelle, we stand next to another piece of art. It is a framed piece of ore. This reminds us on the time 2000, when in Hanover was held the World Exhibition Expo 2000, and Goslar was also a place where the expo was exposed to the people, and our exposition was mainly the Rummelsberg and the town of Goslar, and it was called Expo on the Rocks. And a young artist called Christoph Wilmsen Wiegmann, he said, I can give you some pieces of ore to remind you on the history or of the history that is taking place every day in town when we put these pieces of ore in front of 10 buildings that are closely connected to mining history. What does these piece of art tell us? Well, the main theme of the World Exhibition in the year 2000 was man, nature, technology. And Wilmsen Wiegmann, he said, give me the frames and let's put the piece of ore in front of these houses and buildings, and we show within each of the pieces the mark of a hand. We have 5 left hand and 5 right hands. And this is man. Then we have very rough surfaces, which means nature. And the rough nature goes over into polished areas, which means technology. So let's turn around now and find our way along the Bergstraße back into the Market Square area. But on our way, I would like to show you some more buildings. Let's go down as far as the Forststraße, where I want to show you a Bude.